Family First Care. This is Arlita speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, good morning, Arlita. My name is Jonathan Simon. I was calling because I'm a caregiver. Me and my client was taking. She was talking about switching over to Family First.
Uh huh.
And I was just calling because everything is getting almost situated. Just waiting on my TB test results to come back.
Okay.
And I was trying to. I'm hoping not to be in a burden, but when I do my health insurance, I wanted to speak to the people so they can, maybe you can explain to me what does, like, all the Ultimate Care covers and Elite Care covers and everything.
I am the person to talk to, but I have the same information that I gave to you. I don't really, know anything other than what's on the paper. Were you looking for something specifically?
I know for my primary care prescriptions. Sometimes I have to go see a dentist, go to the dentist or the eye care, and sometimes I have to go see a specialist. For dermatologists and all that, I want to know which one that would I all that be under.
All of those things aren't in any of those coverages. We do not have dental or vision, and the medical coverage is only preventative care. It doesn't necessarily cover any illnesses or anything such as that. Like high blood pressure, any of those things aren't necessarily covered.
So like if I go have to get a colonoscopy and all that, none of that is covered. I'm responsible for all of that.
I do believe that colonoscopy is a preventative procedure that is covered. I'm not sure what the cost is or how. If you have a list of providers, I'm not sure exactly how that works. But I do know that is one of the colonoscopy, yearly blood screening, and mammograms, those sorts of things. What do you have now, if you don't mind me asking?
I have a company called Ally National.
Uh huh.
And they cover me with with dental, vision, not hearing, and like I say, they cover me with dermatologist. And one time I had to do a deluxe complete abdomen ultrasound.
Uh huh.
They covered that. And my prescription, sometimes with the medicine that I do take, because I'm not, knock on wood, I'm not sick. But when I do, copay, for someone be like $5, and then the higher amount ones would be, they'd be not generic, but it'd be $15 copay and all of that. So I was trying to look around for the same, to try to get the same kind of coverage that I have now, because I don't want to leave and then have less coverage than I have now.
And that's the coverage that you have at your agency that you're currently with?
Yes. That's the coverage, yes. They have that.
What you said, Allied?
It's Allied. It's, Allied, Allied National.
Okay.
And then it's some Allied National, but I always take Prime's health service, but it's under Allied National.
Okay. And do you pay through your paycheck for it?
Yeah, I pay $29 a week for it.
Yeah, the plan that we have is definitely not comparable to that plan. But I wrote the plan down so I can talk to the administrator and corporate to see how feasible it is to change.
Actually, we appreciate that.
Okay, 'cause I'm like health insurance is really, really important,
Yes,
and
yes. That's why I didn't
yeah.
mean to cut across. I didn't want to see them like a burden, but a lot of people think that because they'd be like, "Why do you ask so many questions about health insurance?" But it's important, very
It
important to
is
me.
very important. It
Anything
is.
can happen. Anything can happen to me anytime, and I want to make sure I could be able to be covered and get treated.
Right. So I do not want you to lose your coverage. So let me just talk with our people to see what we can do to try to, 'cause from my understanding, the insurance that we've had for the past several years, they wanted to try to cancel it and get a different type of plan
Okay. Well, if I
because
give
of.
you my number, if you find out anything today, tomorrow, you can give me a call back at this number here.
Okay, Jonathan, right?
Yes, Jonathan Simon. Yes, because I wanted to know, because Monica told me that the TB test should be back tomorrow. And
Okay. When did you go? Did you go to the our people?
I went to Jefferson Iron Lab Corps.
Oh,
I
okay.
went Friday morning,
Okay. That'll
and
be
see, I
like in
wanted
a
to get this
couple
straight
days.
because my coverage told me that when I decided to go with you all, they still will cover me for 30 days. So then I wanted to see about that's why I wanted to speak to you.
Now, do you know, let me ask you this. Would you be able to keep it?
That's the one question I never asked him. Maybe
Do
I would
they
give him a
have a
call and ask.
COBRA and ask them if you're able to keep your insurance?
Well, COBRA, and when I spoke to COBRA, they wanted to sell me
A different plan?
a different policy, policy. They wanted me to pay them something like $254 a month. My insurance now told me that they still can cover me for 30 days. They told me to call Cobra, and that's what Cobra told me.
Oh my God. That's a lot of
But
money.
for real. I thought about it, and I said, okay,
That's double what you pay.
yes, because I'm saying $29 a week, I gotta say $30 a week. You know, that's like a $120 a month, and $257 a month.
That's
I'm basically working to pay health care.
we gotta figure this out. Yes. We gotta figure this out. Tell me, that's
So
too
if you,
much.
I'd give you my number, and I can call my insurance, not Cobra, and see if in any
See,
way I can keep it through this
yeah.
call. Then I'd give you a call back, and then I guess you can ask your people the same thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna run over it right now and see how to get this request started.
Okay, but my number is
267 816
267-816-8047.
8047. Okie
Yes.
dokie. All right, Jonathan. We'll
Okay, I'll
figure
speak
it
to you
out.
soon then.
All right.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.